Grandpa Jake's Storybook. Ocean Treasures. Finding a Friend.
Grandpa Jake!
Tristan called.
I'm all ready. What story will we read tonight?
The thumping of little feet bounding down the stairs echoed throughout the house. In came Tristan wearing his pajamas, eager for story time with his grandpa. Tristan climbed up onto his grandpa's lap and wiggled around until he was comfortable.
Once upon a time, under the great seas,
Grandpa Jake began. There lived a mermaid named Camille. She had long, flowing hair as black as night and a sparkly tail of purple scales. In one way, however, Camille was different from other mermaids. She was very small, smaller than every other mermaid. Camille's mother and father loved her dearly. They lived in the underwater kingdom of Shada. The kingdom of Shada was beautiful. It was ruled by King Orthan and Queen Exaria, who were both kind and wise. All the mermaids and mermen lived together in the lovely sea castle. Camille's favorite place in the castle was the tower. Up there, Camille would sit and sing her favorite songs while she watched everything that happened down below. Camille's best friends were Shallow, a seahorse, and Clip, a crab. They had a special hideout in a nearby reef that no one knew of except for the three of them. Their times together were filled with laughter and fun. One day, Camille was feeling lonely, as Clip and Shallow hadn't been able to visit her. She swam up to her lookout post and began to sing a little song to cheer herself up. Usually this worked, but it didn't today. Down below her, in the great castle, she could see people preparing for a celebration, stringing decorations and preparing food. Everyone was busy.
I am tired of being so small,
Camille thought.
I wish I were like all the other mermaids. That way I could help at the party.
She began to cry.
Nobody likes me except for Shallow and Clip. And I'll never be able to do anything for the king and queen because I'm so small.
In the distance was a large coral reef, speckled with bright and diverse colors. A variety of fish and sea creatures lived in it, but one fish in particular seemed lost and lonely. A little goby fish named Goby. Goby would often hide in the coral, and you could hardly see him. He hid because he was very shy.
I wish I had a friend,
sighed Goby.
But I don't. I wonder if anyone would want me for a friend. Probably not. Why would anyone want to be friends with a little fish like me?
Suddenly, Goby heard a commotion off in the distance. It was coming from the undersea castle.
I wonder what's going on at the castle,
he thought.
Maybe I should go take a look.
Goby quickly emerged from the coral reef, only to bump into Old Butter Blowfish.
Oof.
I'm sorry, Old Butter,
he stuttered.
You should be more careful, Goby,
responded Old Butter.
Sorry,
said Goby.
You seem rather impatient to leave. Where are you headed?
I heard some noise coming from the castle. Do you know what's happening?
From what I hear, young Prince Cadis is celebrating his 5th birthday. The whole kingdom is busying themselves with the preparations. Are you going to join in the entertainment over at the castle?
Old Butter asked.
I don't know that I can.
Of course you can. Didn't you hear? All the fish and sea creatures of the area are invited. That would include you, little Goby.
I'll just look around then. I don't think I'll stay.
And why not?
I wouldn't know what to do, and I'd probably feel out of place.
There was a moment's silence. Then Old Butter, with a chuckle and a wag of his fin, said,
Our little Goby, friends are not going to fall on top of you. You'll have to go out of your way to find them.
but I just don't know how to make friends,
Gobi said. Old Buddha laughed.
Don't worry about that. Just be kind and friendly, and that kindness and friendliness will rub off on others, and they'll want to be friends with you.
Thanks, Old Butter,
Gobi said as he swam off toward the castle. On his way to the castle, Gobi heard laughter and merriment. He felt very shy and quickly swam up the tower to get away from the crowd. At the top, he noticed a little mermaid by herself crying. Quickly, Gobi decided to leave the tower.
I'm sure she doesn't want to be disturbed right now,
he thought. But in his haste to leave, his tail knocked a shelf. It fell to the ground with a bang. Bang! Clang! Clunk! Camille turned to see a colorful fish quickly swim past. Curious, Camille followed him.
Who are you?
She asked. Gobi turned around.
Me?
He answered with a shy squeak. Camille giggled.
It is me.
Gobi,
he answered.
Nice to meet you, Gobi.
You too.
Gobi picked up courage.
I'm sorry about the mess.
Don't worry,
Camille said.
I bang into that shelf quite often. We can pick things up together.
Gobi felt very shy, but he remembered what old Buddha had told him, so he decided to give it a try.
Do you come up here often?
Gobi asked.
It's my favorite place,
she answered.
But this is the first time I've seen you here. Have you been up here before?
Yes, but I haven't been up here in a while.
It's got the best view,
Camille said as she looked over the tower railing.
You can see everything that's happening in the castle from up here.
The two watched the commotion below.
Why aren't you down there with everyone else?
Asked Gobi. Camille looked down.
Look at me. I'm so much smaller than everyone else. I'm kind of clumsy too, and I often seem to get in the way. Sometimes others laugh at me because I'm so small.
Well, you're not that little,
Gobi said.
Besides, I'm small too.
Camille! Camille!
Two voices echoed in the tower.
Who's that?
Gobi asked.
Oh, that's Shallow and Clip,
Camille said.
Come, Gobi. I want you to meet my friends.
New company, I see,
Clip said.
This is Gobi,
Camille said with a smile.
We just met. I was thinking that maybe we could all do something together. What do you think?
Sure,
Shallow said enthusiastically.
We love additional company.
Old Buddha had been right. Gobi didn't feel sad and lonely as he had before. By stopping to make friends with Camille, he had found some new friends himself.
I like making friends,
Tristan said as Grandpa Jake closed the book. Moral: friendship is a gift from God. When we reach out to others, we make friends and find happiness ourselves.